Hey, this is Ryan from the steering committee. This is part two of the conversation that Doug and I had with some of our favorite people on the Colorado Grand. If you haven't already, go back and listen to that episode first. This is sort of a bonus episode, and we'll be back on Friday with a regular show. Thank you to all who sat down with us. We had a great time. Can't wait to do it again next year. And if you like what you're hearing, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe. We're the steering committee.
I must be dreaming.
One, two, get down. Paid the call to be the boss.
All right, what are we doing?
All right.
So headphones
with Mark Hyman and
Heather Green.
Heather Green, nice to meet you both. Yeah. I think you're a couple of the only people I haven't met yet. So welcome.
Yeah. We apologize, we haven't had a chance to meet you yet. Yeah. So here we go.
Well, I met you guys yesterday.
Oh God.
Oh, did
That's
we?
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We were in a camp in encampment.
That's right. That's right.
Having lunch.
Okay.
And it was fun.
It was. It was a great lunch yesterday.
We should explain what encampment is, because it sounds kind of magical. It's a town in Wyoming just over the border.
It is. And we went to this amazing museum. They told me that it was the second biggest museum in Wyoming. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a ghost town. It was kind of like right there. They brought all the old buildings.
They were bringing it back.
The people were fantastic, by the way. The locals were fantastic.
Yeah. The people on this trip are always fantastic. Yeah. Every single town. That's why we picked them, because they have fantastic people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of our trip yesterday took us out of the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were up in Wyoming, which was spectacular. Remind me again, what are you guys driving this year? What are you in?
All right. So here's the deal. So we're not driving together, but we have known each other for, what, 20 years?
Oh.
You tell me, because it was your first Grand.
Yeah. I think it's going on 20 years. So here's the deal. So my name is Mark Hyman, and I'm a vintage car dealer and collector from St. Louis, Missouri. So many, many years ago, like, I don't know, close to 20 years ago, I came on the Grand. I met Heather and Heather's father. And Heather decided she wanted to go drive with me in my 1931 Bentley, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we did crazy things. We did things that you don't usually do on the Grand.
Okay.
Like, we took my 1931 Bentley on logging trails.
Oh, wow.
And
Heather had a GoPro with her, which was like the first iteration of a GoPro.
Yeah.
And Heather and I put the GoPro on my Bentley, and we decided to go through a river. And we took this 1931 Bentley, and we went like into the river, and it was on video. So that night at the...
Well, I think we started in... Well, we were going over Red Mountain Pass.
Okay.
So the Million Dollar Highway.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But before you get to the Million Dollar Highway, there's some deeping trails.
Yes. Is that Red Cliff?
No, not Red Cliff. Okay. So this is like Silverton over into Ouray.
Okay, okay.
So we were coming... We're going up from Silverton area, and we looked over, and there was the perfect jeeping trail next to the perfect stream, but bigger. It was going to make a big splash, so we had to do it.
We had a lot of fun. We went up this trail, and there's all these jeeps, and they looked at us coming up the trail.
What is this?
1931 Bentley, and said, what the heck are you guys doing?
Amazing.
Well, this Bentley, I mean, Bentleys are big for people who don't really know much
they
about
are.
Them, right?
Yes,
it's
they
like
really
driving
are.
A tractor.
Yeah.
We had a good time. But then,
living, man. That's living.
At the end of the week, you know, like tomorrow night, they have this gala, right, for the event.
Yeah.
And there's like video clips for the highlights of the week. And
I had the video. Where the video is now, I have no idea.
Because that's YouTube gold, let me tell you.
It really is.
A million
I need
hits
to find
tomorrow.
It.
Sure, yeah. Hopefully that's
Heather
not
and I's
lost.
The video of the Bentley in the river was on the Friday night, you know, awards banquet.
Yeah.
And it was a hit. It was a lot of fun.
Well, and Mark here, I mean, he had on the full leather helmet and the goggles and was sucking on his
my cigar.
Cigar.
Yeah.
We have,
my cigar.
You know, so he's a character anyways.
So wait, is this the first time you guys have been on the Grand?
As volunteers, yes.
Let me tell you, seriously, this is, I think, my 19th or 20th time.
Awesome. Yeah.
And I do car events all over the world, whether they're rallies or tours or concours. This is the most powerful event that there is. And when I say powerful, The cars are great, but it's not about the cars. Mm-hmm. It's about the people. It's about the dynamic. You know, it's like this. You know, you can go to a party in the same place, and every time, you know, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad. But the Colorado Grand is the perfect blend of the right people, the right cars, the right energy, the right... It's a magical blend of all these things together, and there's nothing like it. It is... It's phenomenal.
Yeah. I think you nailed it.
Well said. Yeah, yeah. Well said. Yeah.
We got a little magic here.
Yes.
It's a lot of magic.
It's a rare thing anymore. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, tell us a little bit about your business. I mean, I grew up seeing your ads in the back of DuPont Registry and this kind of stuff.
So I have a company. It's called Hyman Limited Classic Cars. We keep like 200 cars in our inventory at all times. We deal with cars of all types, and we deal in all over the world. We like to think that we deal at the top end of the market with really, really great cars and really, really good quality. But more than it's, we love the people. I mean, we love the cars, but it's more about the people. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot like this event.
Yeah,
it's the perfect blend of cars and people, and that's what makes our business successful.
Yeah, you've got a really cool store, and a lot of St. Louis people here tonight, actually.
There are.
Saying something.
Yeah.
So. Heather, did we talk about what you're driving?
I don't think so. We haven't heard.
I'm in a 427 Shelby Cobra.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a 1966.
So why is it on the Grand?
Well, my dad puts on the lunch shows. Right. So I've been doing this since I was 9.
That's so cool.
You've grown up on the Grand.
I've grown up here.
Yeah.
I've grown up with cars.
Yes.
I've grown up with Shelby cars.
Yeah.
You know, dad would get, he got his first Cobra and he fell in love with Cobras because somebody threw him a t-shirt at a race.
Really?
And that's how it goes sometimes.
So these things work. Yeah. So
they work. You guys, the t-shirts work.
They do.
Everyone likes a t-shirt.
Okay, so he's had a lifelong affair with, or ownership of experience with these Cobras, though, right?
You know, we used to do events with Carroll Shelby and his racers as well.
Wow.
So while I was growing up, I was I was in my 20s, you know, and I would make sure that Carol had the right pen to sign the right poster.
Oh, wow. So really, really involved. Yeah.
He would come into Boulder.
So bottom line, she didn't have a choice.
I didn't.
She did not have a choice.
So my favorite car is
born to be a car girl.
Do you have a particular version of the Cobra that's your favorite?
I mean, ours, of course.
Yes, of course. Okay, fair enough.
It's fantastic. And your dad is a legend, too.
He is.
He was so much fun to talk with.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you got to talk to him. He's fabulous.
Where is he tonight?
He's drinking.
You know what? I'm pretty sure he's in there, but
he's not.
He went to bed.
He's here.
That's all right.
Because, you know, we did have a long day.
Yeah.
We drove the Cobra in the rain.
Yeah.
And we put the top on. Did you see it?
No.
No.
You never see them with the top up.
No.
No, it's true. Yeah.
It doesn't snap all the way on.
Okay.
It's made out of leather.
So,
it's old. It doesn't quite stretch all the way. I did find it stretched better once we got it in the sun, but when when we put it on in the rain, it wasn't going well.
Is it the original top?
It is.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well done.
So wait. So these guys have a Cobra.
Yeah.
And they have a top. And if you have a top, you're a baby. We were driving.
I agree.
Hello there.
I drove my 31 Bentley all day. No top.
Yeah.
No wipers. It was wet, it was cold, and it was fun.
But listen, Mark and I have been in the Bentley together in a hailstorm.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, we were.
No top?
No, in the Bentley.
There's no top?
There's no top, but we were in there in a hailstorm.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, remember that? Going over that pass?
Oh, now he's remembering.
That was fun.
You don't worry about hail in an old Bentley, I bet. You just drive through it.
No. Could care less.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend wasn't happy today.
She was
not happy.
I've heard that from others. You guys are amazing, both of you.
Thanks.
And I think you really epitomize what the Grand is. It's fantastic. So. It's a pleasure to meet you both. Yeah, I don't want to monopolize you guys, but it's...
Yeah, please. We want you to still enjoy this this lovely lovely get-together here.
You have a cigar?
Thank you. I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did have some scotch, though.
Nice.
I do like my scotch.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Mark, Heather.
Oh, no, thank you.
Coming and enjoying this.
It's the
Thanks
best.
For letting
We're
us be a small part of it. We appreciate it.
Look forward to tomorrow.
Absolutely. Oh, have a blast.
You guys are awesome. All right. Talk soon. Is Isaac over here?
I think Isaac might be... Well...
Okay.
Apparently, I'm your next guest.
Oh, you are?
There we go. Well, come on in.
I've not met you.
I don't even smoke cigars.
Oh, well. Yeah.
That's okay.
It's always the first time, right? David, I'm Ryan. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
David Swick. Welcome. This is Doug.
And just when you get a chance, grab a set of
headphones.
I think this one might be the one.
Steve the mic.
That's the one that's plugged in.
And we're not going to edit this because we have to go live tomorrow. We're just going to dump it, and it'll be great. So, David, you are driving an Austin Healey.
I am driving an Austin Healey, and I have terrible karma for British cars, because usually when I look at one, parts fall off.
No.
I don't think it's you. So,
have you had some troubles this year? Or?
No, you know, not so much with the car. Yeah. I'm not much of a convertible guy. I've never really loved wind in your hair and sun beating on your face. I'm really a coupe guy, so the problems have been more personal ones and coping with the elements. Today, we decided that real men don't put their tops down in the rain. We went through quite a rainstorm this afternoon. Yeah. You know, the faster you go in a convertible in the rain, the less wet you get. Right. So that we went under that premise.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a permission, to accelerate there.
That's right.
Yeah, is this your first grand?
My second grand, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're sort of in the minority. A lot of these people have done this so many times.
I guess I'm a little bit of an anomaly because my dad was here on the first Colorado Grand.
Really?
And did many of them. And this event inspired the event that my dad founded, the California Melee, which I ran for 10 or so years until it became a Haggerty event. So my history with this event, well, my personal experience has only been two grands. My history with this event goes right back to Bob Sutherland and the beginning of it.
You never know who you're talking with at the Colorado Grand. So,
isn't that the truth?
Appreciate you stopping by. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sorry, this is not your car. You're the co-driver.
Correct. This is actually a car of one of the sponsors, Haggerty, who I'm employed by.
Yes.
This is a Haggerty car. I actually wasn't even on the entry list. I think McKeel Haggerty was going to be coming on the event. He got called into more pressing matters. I got a call last Thursday saying, do you want a seat in an Austin Healey on the Grand? I said, when do I need to be there?
Yeah.
So here, you won't find me on the entry list. I'm not in the route book, but here I am.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, well, well done. Well done. Did you get a chance to drive a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I've been driving with Derek Prechtel, my co-driver, great guy from Haggerty, and we've been sharing the driving duties.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Indeed.
Well, Haggerty's doing such amazing things for the car community, obviously. As you know, everywhere we go, we see these Haggerty bags, and it's just, Haggerty's fantastic. So.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. I'm very honored to be a part of it. It's a great company. The mission of the company is to save driving, and I think we all can get behind that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, what do you have in your garage?
You know, we have about two dozen cars. Everything from the oldest is a 1931 Chrysler CD8 Roadster, in the style that Chrysler raced at Le Mans in the early 30s, and then the newest one is a 2009 Porsche 911.
Okay. So
we have like car ADHD in my family. Yeah. My brother is actually on the event as well. Okay. We're not doing it together. He's in a Porsche Speedster.
Okay, I thought I saw your last name on someone else's.
That's right.
Cool. What do you think is the perfect grand car? Now that you've seen what. You've seen what's breaking down. You've seen what's not. You've seen what's comfortable.
You know, a lot of the roads in Colorado that we're on definitely give an advantage to cars with a lot of power.
Yeah.
So I would say something that has some power and, longer gearing is probably a good choice. Something like, big American V8, something like that. In the Austin Healey, we've been a little bit behind some of the more powerful cars, but in the rain today going over Gore Pass, that Austin Healey passed more cars than it has this entire event because the rain kind of separates the men from the boys.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So. Did you see any cows on the roads? We almost hit one earlier in the luggage truck. So.
We actually we saw a real Western cattle drive yesterday.
Really?
We were stopped on the road by some locals, and these guys were on an ATV with a little cow dog, whatever they call it, and they were shepherding the cows across the road, and we were in Wyoming, I believe, yesterday when we saw that, and it was like a true scene out of the Wild West.
I was going to say, it's like a Marlboro ad or something.
I mean, it was like something out of the 1870s.
That's so
cool. The lifestyle out there hasn't changed a whole lot in 150 years.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that in the Mille Miglia.
No, no, you might have to pass a three-wheeled Piaggio Ape or something, but you're not going to, maybe a goat, but you're not going to see cows crossing the road.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, what's going on tomorrow? Tomorrow should be a good day. Is the weather looking good? Is it?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter.
I just get up in the morning, look at the root book. I have no idea how much more cigars and wine we're going to have tonight. Yeah. So what's going to happen tomorrow? When you talk about
the weather being good, it's an interesting question. If it's raining tomorrow, that might mean it's good for be good for David. So
people
seem to go for the
Austin Healey without a doubt.
It brings out the stories too. Well, and again, thank you to Hagerty for being a part of this. I just doing so many good things for the enthusiast community. I don't know another company like it. So thank you. And David, we don't want to monopolize you, but appreciate you stepping by. We probably need to get Tom Horan on, and then we want to have another cigar.
Fantastic. Well, hey, thank you guys for having me. It's been a pleasure, David, and glad to be on the podcast.
Thank you so very much.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow, okay?
You.
All right. Take care.
I do like that plan. I think we might have the one more before Tom.
Oh, we do.
At least,
okay.
At least one more.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much, David. Take care.
Are we up?
Yeah, come on up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's
him. All right. We don't know who we're going to get next, but we're having fun.
Yeah. You never know who's going to walk up to the mic.
Disjointed, but amazing episode.
Okay,
hey, Steve. Oh, God,
In fact, it's required.
I wish you would have brought us a couple more. Yeah. But
I'm Steve.
Oh, yeah, get your headphones on.
Get your headphones on.
Need more scotch.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you, Isaac. Yeah.
So we've got Steve Well here. And Isaac, I don't know your last name.
My last name is Bouchard.
Bouchard.
How's your radio voice?
I can give it a try.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that's good. That sounded good. Yeah.
You need to lower this microphone because I'm vertically challenged.
No, just here to
do
it. There you go.
Is that it? Yep.
So, Isaac, we've met you, I guess it was at the Ascent...
Ascent Driver's Resort.
Yes, that's where it was with our pal Austin. Steve, we have not met before, so tell us who you are.
So I'm Steve Weil. This is my third Colorado Grand, and I run a company in Denver that manufactures Western wear called Rockmount Ranchwear.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
We're Denverites, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Lodo?
Sure.
We're based in Lodo.
Yes, a very, very nice boutique you have there.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So you're in a beautiful Jaguar, Steve.
I am in a Jaguar.
Tell us about this car.
So I wanted a car that would be admitted to the Colorado Grand.
Yeah.
So during COVID, I went on search for a car, and I found these really cool exotic cars in Europe, and I thought, buy the car in Europe, leave it there, drive it around several months, you know, go visit it once in a while, and then bring it back here for the Colorado Grand. And then this is the part that kills me, and I can't understand it, but can you imagine during COVID flying to Europe and buying a car apparently wasn't considered essential travel? So anyway,
but it is.
I started searching in the U.S., and
essential to your sanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringatrailer.com. I was watching those guys.
Howard's here.
Howard, yeah, I know. I met him.
Howard
he's
at.
A cool guy. Yeah,
Howard at.
He started it.
Howard at. Everybody, email Howard at bringatrailer.com.
Yeah, and if
you
got a car
you
that you don't like, let him know.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's. But, what's that?
Howard at.
Yeah, I didn't.
At Bring a Trailer.
Bring a trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him how much you love this show.
It's a good
thank
website.
Thank you,
Well, they have a podcast, you know.
So anyway, I found the Jaguar. I found the Jaguar on BAT.
Yeah.
And I flew out to Spokane to check it out with my wife, who's ever suffering, that she'll, you know, endure that. And we loved the car and bought it and sent it home. And here we are. This is the second time it's come here.
It's a fantastic car. It's a beautiful car.
Do you know about the XK120s?
Probably not enough.
First supercars. They were the fastest production cars of the era. They won Le Mans for 4 or 5 years. But more importantly, it's a cool car, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And it just, you look at it and it makes you feel good.
Yeah. Anything with spats is good. Yeah.
Spats. That's right.
Tell them the spats story. It's really good.
So anyway, I buy the car and of course it's perfect, right? Well, the first hour of driving it, one of the spats falls off in downtown Denver and a car runs over it. I'm really pissed.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I bought it and no one had told the guy who sold it to me to use the right size tires. And so the tires knocked off the spats. But, you know, that's a learning curve.
Sure,
And we figured that out, put on the right tires.
Okay. You don't have that problem on an Accord. I mean, it's just not, you know.
Oh, but you do in the Honda Insight. Gen 1.
You are an enthusiast. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. The hybrid manual transmission with spats.
It was one of the, I think he was the only hybrid manual transmission
faster than an XK120, I bet.
Yeah, Isaac, well played.
Faster into the junkyard.
Yeah. And you, Isaac, are driving... 356, okay. Sorry.
See the guy who just walked past us?
Yes. Is that Austin? Yeah, who was that? Okay.
No, it's Mike Mayberry.
Mike Mayberry, yeah. Okay.
And so Mike deigned to let me ride in the seat of his 4-cam 356. Do you guys know that car?
That one that sounds so okay. Good. Yeah.
So if you break that engine, can anybody venture a guess of how much it is to rebuild
it? It's more than my whole car.
No, just come on.
I would... 150.
250.
Wow.
Okay. Richard, what's up?
Hey, Richard.
I don't recognize you. You're not in your coveralls.
I did a thing.
Let me tell you. Richard's in a 1937 Riley, and it takes a special guy to figure out how cool that is.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah.
It's like dating a bipolar nymphomaniac supermodel, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? They're a lot of fun for really brief periods of time, right?
So this is how fun it is. I run into Richard in the garage on Sunday, and his car won't start. And so me, having been through that, I decide to help. And it's not very often I get to help anybody because, you know, I'm not exactly a professional mechanic, but I'm good enough to keep a car running.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah, Richard. We've talked a couple times. We've enjoyed your company. I feel
we
like
shared
you
shared a couple of beers.
We were in the hotel bar this afternoon, and you walked in your full regalia, so your full jumpsuit. You had your hair, you know, askew, and you had your goggles with you. You look like, I said you look like a fighter pilot who just landed at his base in England after the Battle of Britain, and you were ready for a pint. And it was perfect.
Hey,
it was a great look.
That's good.
It was a great look.
I mean, there's something about him. He's got that down.
Right?
You know, to bring this car here, you know, and drive it, it's sort of like flying an early plane.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it has almost... Yeah, that same feeling, you know, the cowl in front of you, you know, the way you have to kind of like, you know, really really manage it, you know.
It was not built for comfort. It was not built for practicality. Actually,
but it's sexy as hell.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, Richard, it's a gorgeous car.
But you do need to wear goggles and a helmet to keep the bugs out of your teeth and your eyes.
But your goggles cover your teeth.
His wife supports this, and she's his co-driver.
We chatted with her when they all came in too.
Richard, get on the mic because you've done all kinds of rallies.
Yeah.
No, we've done about 14
rallies.
Sorry,
as we're bouncing around.
We mostly in pre-war cars.
Yeah.
And actually, the Colorado Grand has been one of the most forgiving in that it is not a time-speed distance rally. You know, usually it's less than a 12-hour drive.
Richard's done some pretty difficult, very challenging rallies at times.
So we started in practical cars. I mean, we started in Mercedes, and I had a long argument with my wife that this is too easy because any idiot can go to a Honda dealership, buy an Accord, and drive it across the country. Sure. Where is the challenge in that? But driving a car that actively is trying to kill you every second of the day, now, that's an adventure.
That's living. Yeah.
And so I love it.
We come back from each rally invigorated.
And alive.
And just enjoying everything now. You know, everything. Maybe the beer tastes sweeter. The wine tastes better.
About you know? British cars,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. These guys in these funny cars that start with an F from Italy and all that, not the same.
Yeah.
Say Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
All right. What were we talking about?
Italy has good food, but Britain, cars. I mean, let's say they popularized sports cars.
Yeah. They did. They brought it out to the world.
Did. And they brought them to the United States. Okay?
Yeah.
So that was their thing. They made them popular here because they were out of money.
They've been trying to recolonize for 200 and how many years?
There was this whole class.
By the way, one of the Brits told me that today. He's like, oh, yeah, we'll get you light out.
We're playing the long game.
We have these cars.
It's not cricket.
Upper class British gentlemen who thought that racing might be quite a bit of jolly fun.
Jolly good time.
You know, and many of them didn't live much past the
30s.
35. Drone clear is a term you're looking for.
No, but they, yeah. You know, but it looked like a bit of jolly fun racing around Brooklyn.
They didn't like their wives. Their mistress had turned them out. So it's better to try in a race
they
a sports
had kids
car.
Early to pass on the legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. But 35 was a ripe old age for an upper class British gentleman in the in the 30s. And that's what I collect is their cars. After we sponge off the blood stains off of the metal dash.
But see, Richard did something cool. He specializes in the cars that are subtle.
Yes.
That are below the radar.
Yes, yes. And again, you are driving a...
I'm driving a 1937 Riley.
Yes. Which is what style of body?
Which is a Brooklyn's body, open coachwork, open wheel. A bow tail. It's a bow tail. And so I don't collect Bugattis, but these cars would have been competitive with pre-war Alphas and pre-war Bugattis. And they fly under the correct collector's radars.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the best ones.
And that's a shame because they are.
You can get them for a bit of a discount to a Type 35 or an Alpha Maybe.
You can get many of them for that price. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? The price doesn't matter. They're cool.
They are cool. Yeah.
They really are. Is Richard.
We have a new guest. A new guest.
We do not have a lander.
Thank you, Richard.
So please introduce yourself. I'm sorry, I've not met you. I'm Ryan.
Hi, Rick Romy.
Rick, nice to meet you. This is Doug. We're the steering committee.
It's very
welcome.
Nice to meet you. Yeah.
I saw you talking to our buddy Tom. Yeah. What are you driving?
I have a 1959 Devon SS.
You're the guy in the Devon.
You're in the Devon. Okay. Yeah.
What is that Excellent. Devon for those of us who don't know?
So the Devon was a car that was created by Bill Devon. And so he wanted to start a car company.
Yeah.
So he designed his own bodies.
Where did he live?
He lived in Oklahoma. Started out in Oklahoma.
All places.
Moved to California. Mm-hmm.
And he got rich.
What's that?
Before he got rich?
I don't know that he ever got rich.
But he knew the future was in California.
He did. And he built the chassis. Here's the ill-advised business deal. Mm-hmm. You build chassis in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Build fiberglass bodies in the U.S.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Buy... engines from Chevrolet, mm-hmm. 283s, mm-hmm. put those all together, and you got a car.
Yeah. How many did he make?
15 Devon SSs.
Wow.
About 50 other cars.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
this is what we call rare.
It is.
Yeah.
And so you get in Road and Track, rave reviews in Road and Track. Next great thing. Chevy says, wait a minute. We sell Corvettes. Why are we selling our engines to competition? Mm-hmm. Shut him down.
Oh, really?
Bastards.
And so we have this great 15 cars that are left. Mine is number 15.
15.
Do they all exist?
Wow.
Yeah.
They're all running?
I think there are 14 accounted. Okay,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's a good percent. Yeah.
Why do we all want a Devon? Why should we buy one? What makes it distinctive? Why a Devon over something else?
It's a unique body.
Yeah. Bodied it? Was the Devon company?
He did.
Oh, no. Okay.
It was his design.
Designed it and the frame.
And built it. Okay.
What year?
59. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Their title was 59. They were done in 57, 58. Mm-hmm. But I have a passion for those, I'll call it eccentric kinds of cars.
Yeah.
I have some cars, but I love the cars that...
As one does.
Can I say that's a great word, passion? And you just summed up what we're all doing here.
Yeah.
This is all about one word.
Yes.
Passion.
Yeah.
So I enjoy the cars that have a unique history. I have a car that is one of the remaining California specials. It's called a Cozy Jaguar Special.
Oh, wow.
It's a one-of. It's aluminum-bodied, designed by a 19-year-old kid.
It's incredible.
Built
what's the Jaguar part?
It's an engine.
It's got the
engine. That's the only thing.
Wow. Is it okay. three, four?
No, it's a 140 MC.
But CMI, it's a 3.4 liter.
Oh, no, 3.8 liter.
Yeah.
And he got it right.
Yeah.
It stuck to the road. I've spent on the Grand. I've had it four times on the Grand. And it runs with about anything here.
Big
stuff. Yeah. And I love the hit. I've got his. He did a master's thesis on that.
Wow.
On the art of building a sports race car.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he later became an aerospace engineer and was involved in F1 racing for a number of years. Still alive.
Who did he work for in aerospace?
McDonnell Douglas.
Oh, so he was doing the big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And lived in San Francisco, Italy, and so the. The interesting thing about that for me is just the history of a kid having a passion to do this, built it, got it right, drove it for a few years in San Francisco, and eventually had to let it go, and then I end up with it, and I'm the caretaker.
So cool.
I've had it for 15 years.
Okay.
I'll probably have it
forever.
We decide
for as long,
as long as you're driving.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So that's interesting. You have two cars that are really like an ultimate expression of one man's sort of vision of of what they wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
I also have a Don Spencer.
Oh.
Do you know who Don Spencer is?
I actually don't. No, I don't. So our listeners may not either.
So Don Spencer was an iconic West Coast race car builder. He built a number of cars, but the Hollywood Tiger was a car that was built in 65, 66. Toasted Cobras on the racetrack.
That's saying something.
You don't hear that often.
Yeah.
That
car still exists out there. The last car he built was the car I have, which is a Sunbeam Tiger. Cast his own wheels, built the whole frame. Just an incredible car that has a unique background.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of cars that I love.
There's nothing like that being built now.
Yes.
No.
I mean, there's just not. You just can't. Just can't. That was a unique moment in time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And from such a guy who is truly Bruce Myers, who I think everybody here knows.
He's been on the show.
Love Bruce. Bruce is a real fan of Don Spencer. He has a Don Spencer sign in his garage.
Yes. And one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet.
No question about it.
Yeah. So. And what, I guess lastly, what does the Grand mean to you? I mean, why do you do this?
So, the Grand for me is a group of people that have that passion for cars. And you get to do this on incredible roads. So today I'm in the Devon.
Mm-hmm.
We're rained on for 4 hours. Yeah.
It's an open top car for our listeners. So
there's no top.
And nothing in there to cover
and
you
my,
up at all.
Yeah, my incredible wife is sitting right there beside me getting soaked. And yet I'm running behind Rob Kaufman in his Maserati, another Allard.
Mm.
It's all good.
Everyone's having a great time.
What more do you want?
Yeah.
One, two, get down. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Look at me, you know what you see. See a bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.